Hello and welcome to our program. We're in Revelation chapter 16. We're going to be looking at the Battle of Armageddon. Stay tuned for our message. Reading in Revelation chapter 16, verse number 12, we read, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up." Why would God dry up the water? It goes on to say that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. God has a plan. They're going to come in against Israel. Verse 13 says, John said, "I saw three unclean spirits like frogs coming out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty." So these evil spirits are going to go out, and they're going to do miracles so that they can get people to follow them and come and fight against God. Now, that's like an ant standing on a railroad track fighting against a locomotive. Just not going to work out well for that little ant. And it doesn't work out for these people, too. But, however, it says he gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. Well, the Lord's coming back one of these days, and all of our battles will be over. And when he comes back, he's going to fight this great battle of Armageddon. It's really interesting. You can read about it in the book of Revelation. Be sure to do that. In the meantime, here's an encouraging message and song that says, "Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come."
Lately, how it's really going to be when we see our loved ones again. Oh, what a precious thought. No more tears, no more saying goodbye, and really, no more memories, because then all will be fine.
Well, we see here again in verse number 12, the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, so that God, he said, would bring in the kings of the east. And they come together into the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Verse 16 says, they gathered them together in a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. There's prophecy after prophecy in the Word of God that tells us of the united rush of the nations into Palestine just before the great day of God's wrath. Then we read in Revelation 19, verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. That's the Lord. Goes on to say, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. In righteousness he doth judge and make war. Verse 13 says his name is called the Word of God. You look in John chapter 1, you'll see that that is Jesus. He comes in and it says in verse 15, and out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he shall tread the winepress of the fierceness of the wrath of Almighty God. Well, it talks about this in the Old Testament, quite a few prophecies. In fact, there's more prophecies in the Old Testament about the second coming of Christ than there is about the rapture, which is when those of us who are Christians are taken out 7 years prior to this battle. Well, in Joel chapter 3, verse 9, we read, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up, beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am strong, assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about, thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord, let the heathen be awakened, and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full. The fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Zephaniah put it this way in chapter 3 and verse number 8, therefore wait ye upon me, saith the Lord, unto the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms to pour out upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger, and all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Zechariah said it this way in 12 and 3, he says, in that day will I make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people, and all that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. In Zechariah 12 and 9 we read, and it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. Well, it's like back in the time of Herod and Pilate, they came together to fight against the Lord. They're doing it again. So, Revelation chapter 16, verse number 14, let me read it again. For they are the spirits of the devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and the whole world. What for? To gather them to the battle of the great day of Almighty God. Well, as we look into the end of the book of Revelation here, we see the Lord does have the victory. And if you want to have the victory today, let the Lord have control of your life. Listen to this message and song, Victory in Jesus.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved the air, I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.